Blake, we've had a few days now where you've had an opportunity to be on the ice with this group. From the captain standpoint, how's the weekend gone as preseason action gets underway tomorrow?
It's been good. You know, first couple of days, you want to just get kind of into the mix and, you know, work on some systems, work on some fundamentals of the game, and I think we're off to a good start.
Let's get the week underway. From your standpoint, how many games or how do you gauge what you want to accomplish personally over the next couple of weeks?
We'll see. Just be ongoing communication, play the games, and, you know, just get through it.
Like, you see guys like Patrick Kane shed some weight in the offseason, Marco Dano, guys working out together in the offseason. What does that just say about this group as a whole and the readiness to get going here?
Well, I think you know, guys are trying to improve, and I think that's a good sign. You know, you want while you have the opportunity to play this game, you know, you should be trying to get better every year. And I think that's kind of in our room. I think each guy, you know, wants to improve every single year, makes us a better team, makes us better individually.
Sense a pretty big hunger from this group, Blake. I mean, after, like you said, you went far but didn't accomplish your end goal. I mean, you feel like there's a lot of hunger with your group and getting ready for the new season.
I think there's excitement. There's always excitement this time of year, and try to build our identity and stop answering questions about last year. Not that you were saying that, but try to put a stop to that as soon as possible.
Is this the tightest group you've been a part of, Blake, although it's early in training camp? Is it too early to answer that type of question?
Yeah, we've been in the same room for, 48 hours. A lot of the same faces. I think it's been a staple of our team, you know, for the last number of years. We've had tight groups, so I don't see that changing.
What are the keys to that identity building when you have a core group that's been together now for a while?
Well, you know, there's some things that we've developed in our game that have given us success, and, you know, you want to continue to do those things and make those, you know, permanent parts of what we try to bring to the game. And just continue to do those things fast. You know, I think with the way the game's played today, it seems like the team that's able to play the game the fastest is having success.
Where do you see the ceiling for a guy like Kyle Connor, who obviously meshed with you and Mark so well last season?
Why does he have to have a ceiling?
What's his potential? What do you think this year could bring then from that trio?
I think he's got the ability to be one of the best offensive forwards in the league. He's got that type of ability. He's that type of person, that type of drive. We're lucky to play with a guy like that.
What does he do so well? Because, you know, you and Mark get so much of the attention. He's been able to fly under the radar last year and have that much success, though, just with the God-given talent that he's got.
Well, he's a rookie. You know, he's a rookie last year, so that's going to change. He's going to be talked about in the same, you know, the same amounts as we are. You know, the things he can do with the puck, the way he sees the game offensively, the way he skates. You know, he's as dynamic as they come. So, like I said, to have him is just, we're pretty fortunate.
Your focus is always on your own team, Blake. But as a fan of the game, what are your thoughts on the improvements in the Western Conference in the last week or so?
Nobody's played a game yet. Who knows if anyone's improved? You know, we don't know if we're any better. We don't know if anyone else is any better. So once games get going on, we'll see what's what.